a Nacho Radio podcast.
This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, with reason number 11 why you want to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Number 11, because you can listen to it while you're driving your car, but be sure to have both hands on the wheel and pay attention to the road. You don't have to pay attention to these guys. If you want to do something else where you don't have to pay attention, go to Modern Woodman Park and let the kids run around in the bounce houses while you enjoy the baseball game. And now, here's today's podcast. Enjoy.
They tell you, speaking of paying attention.
I don't know about that. That's a good way for a kid to go missing.
Yeah. Who's this kid on a milk carton in a River Bandits hat? What's this story?
Oh, I thought these part-timers that were working the bounce house would take care of my kid.
They're not really there to babysit your kids.
No, they're not.
It's a clever way to start the show.
They're there to take your money and let the kids bounce in there for four or five minutes.
Just do what I do. Drop the kid off at the team store and watch the game. And just have your kid ask Darren questions for the whole game.
What's this cost?
Why does this ball have a pen in it?
What does this cost? Well, why don't you look and see what the price is on it?
Did I tell you I got a thing in the mail from the city of Davenport? One of the damn speed cameras got me?
Yeah.
$65.
Oh, I know it.
And then you
don't have to tell me.
Well, this is the worst part, though. I go to pay it online. And, you know, the way this works is it's a company that sets these cameras up. The company gets most of the money, and they give the city a taste.
Yeah.
But you have to pay it because it's like a speeding ticket, right?
I wonder what Gary Stotz's cut is.
Oh, we should ask him. So then I get this thing. I go to pay it.
Yep.
And then they have a little video where you can watch the video of you speeding.
You doing it?
So I think very sheepishly I hit play. I'm like, okay, let's see. Darren, I'm going just as fast as everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping up with traffic. Yeah. It was speed camera at 22nd and Brady. You know where like that used to be a photo mat. Now it's a coffee shop is.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Just the side of rookies. So yeah. They get me for, it was like July 3rd. I'm just driving as fast. I'm thinking I'm like in a speed race around, but the more I think about it, I don't drive like that.
You were the one that got picked out. You were the one that was in the...
In the lane that has the camera? Yeah, I guess.
I was thinking about it the other day.
So pissed off.
Because I was pretty sure that I got one time.
Yeah.
Which would have been right on Kimberly and Brady.
Yeah.
Where they said I didn't come... I didn't come to a complete stop.
Okay.
So the other day I was thinking, okay, I just got to make sure I come to a complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering if there's any... Well, but you say now that they actually have video.
I was able to look at the video, and I was furious when I did.
To see whether or not people... If they're nailing people for just turning
right
on red.
Right. You still have to come to a complete stop before you make a turn,
though. No, I understand that.
Right.
But... If it was a situation, some sort of scam, some sort of clip joint, where they're just basically anybody who chooses to turn right on red, they're going to say, well, you just ran right through a red there.
Yeah, and then more money for them. It's a scam is what it is.
And more money for Gary Stotz.
I was coming home the other day from bringing the boy home from soccer practice. That's out in the middle of nowhere.
What would you have done with that $65?
Well, I would have more than $8 in my checking account at the moment.
All right, so you'd have $73.
Yeah, I got $8 in my checking account until Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No,
that's gratitude for you.
Those are fun when they show up.
Yeah, it couldn't have been at a worse time, although no one really budgets for BS tickets from the city of Davenport.
I should, though.
I'm telling you, I'm done at being in Davenport. I will not... I'm just not going to be in Davenport unless I have
to be. I've got a variety of funds for different things.
Yeah.
I've got a dog fund.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new car fund, that sort of thing.
You have the luxury of being able to kind of budget your money that way, though.
Well, these were things put in place years ago.
Right,
so
right.
This is not a new occasion that I've done this.
Yeah.
Now when the money that I'm sinking into these accounts now... are quite small.
So then
but I should have some sort of fund set up as opposed to some sort of Christmas club, just some sort of speed camera club.
I didn't read the fine print the other day on this thing. It was for the Wall Street Journal because I needed to read something on the Wall Street Journal for work. And it was like behind a paywall. And they're like, oh, you can, for 99 cents a month, you can get behind the paywall. So I figure I really wanted to see what this article was. So I go, okay, here's my credit card information. Oh. Yeah, it was 99 cents for the first month. And then now I'm looking at my
auto renewal.
Yeah.
Of like $9.99 now?
No, $45 a month.
Oh, boy.
And there's no refunds. I'm on the phone with this woman in Alabama today for a half an hour.
Well, it's
$45 for the Wall Street Journal. I'm on the phone with this woman going, I never would have agreed to this. She's like, well, I'm sorry.
Of course you wouldn't.
Sorry,
sir. She knows that.
There's no refunds. And then 20 minutes, she's like, well, what if we offered you this for just $19.95? I'm like, no. I can't believe I spent 99 cents on the Wall Street Journal. I'm like, lady, do you know,
well, at least
do you know anything about me?
At least you caught it in the first month. What if this was something that you hadn't noticed for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what. I love this Wall Street Journal. It's the best 99 cents a month.
It's not even get delivered. It's so I can go to their stupid website.
No, I get it.
Coming home from soccer practice the other day.
Boy, we should pull that.
And we just jack up the... hey, patrons, it was $3, $6, or $10 for the first month. Now it's $99 a month.
Why is our listenership down?
Well, but we had a good month.
Because
we had that one good month where we robbed money from our supporters.
Well, and the thing is, people would know where to find us.
That's true.
Two, you don't know where this woman is.
She's like, how's the weather up there today? I'm like, can you get me my money back?
I can't even afford the weather, sister.
Wall Street goddamn Journal. She's like, well, I can offer you this. I can offer you that. And I go, ma'am, I understand your job is all these things are going to come up on the computer. I go, I don't want to hear about any of it. I'm furious that I have to pay. It was like $43.85.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for the Wall. So I have access to the Wall Street
Journal. So you still have
it for another month? Yeah, so until September 25th, I'm good.
Well,
there you go. I'm going to read the hell out of it.
Make it worthwhile.
We're coming home. I'm gonna restart this story again. We're coming home from soccer practice the other day. And, you know, like sometimes I think, these are little teachable moments. I'm at a stop sign, and it was a stop sign where I'd gotten pulled over out in the country for not coming to a complete stop.
Out in the country?
Yeah, that's where he is.
A country cop got you.
Yeah, no, it was a Scott County sheriff.
Nice.
Yeah. Not coming to a complete stop there on Utica Ridge Road. And I say out loud, I go, all right, I better come to a complete stop here. Yeah. Remember that time we got pulled over for not coming to a complete stop on soccer practice? And this is what I get in the back seat. You mean the time you got pulled over?
Right.
Like, you're not pinning that on me.
None of mine.
Right, but I wouldn't.
Got a turd in your pocket?
Right.
What's the deal?
Right. You remember when we got pulled over for, I'm thinking, you know. Because that was a time, too. He was.
We were in there together, weren't we, buddy?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, that was a time, too. I say, all right, the officer's going to come to the window. You just sit there and keep your mouth shut. I roll down the window, and he's like, he didn't stop. He didn't come to a stop.
Never does.
He never does. He's got some funny smelling plants in his glove box. You might want to check that out, officer. I don't understand it. We want to get into the top five things.
There's allegedly bird poop on the hood of his car. I've never seen a bird.
And then with my one call, I'm calling Don.
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
And he doesn't answer.
Don's not getting you out of jail.
They're still fighting over his corpse. Do you know that? There was a thing in the news the other day where Gene Kasem and the kids are still fighting with each other. And now this Chrisley Knows Best story is taking another weird turn, where it turns out the kids
are the rats
flipped on the parents.
Well, and I just saw a commercial for their show. Apparently, they've got their own show, too, now.
Yeah, they got a spinoff show.
They've got a spinoff show, so it's like, see you later,
we gotta pops. We got to look after
ours. We've got this launch that we got to take care
of. Well, the son, you remember, was in on it where he and the dad had the sex tape of the oldest daughter, and then somehow that got flipped around, and now he's flipping along with the sister. They're flipping, and they were the ones who sang their song to the grand jury to go ahead and get the
everybody in the family is a double or triple agent.
Well, this makes me wonder if this wouldn't have been a more interesting show to watch.
Oh, this would have been fascinating.
Watching
a
family.
Are you kidding me?
You got a family where a dad's willing to expose his daughter's porno tape, and the son's willing to go in on it, and then the two younger kids are willing to.
Your choice of blocking and lighting was awful.
What count sheet are those, honey? What are you, a hooker?
Who's got my lip gloss?
Honey, we use Egyptian. Egyptian threads in our bed. What? Where is this? Are you some sort of motel of some sort? I think that this family could have been much more interesting.
No, everyone would have watched it.
If I'd known.
This would have been bigger than World's Wettest Dog if they'd allowed this on the television.
If this would have been on the show?
If this is your program.
Right.
As opposed to just a bunch of fake staged scenarios.
Right. You've got these
people. Give me something real.
What is it John Lennon used to say?
Give me some truth.
That's what I want. What if there was an interesting idea here, I think.
A real reality show.
A reality show.
No one would watch a
based in reality.
No one is going to watch real life.
Heartbreaking reality.
I don't know if I need heartbreaking reality.
What was the Albert Brooks movie, Real Life, that kind of predated all this reality stuff?
Right.
Where they're just sitting around doing nothing. I think there'd be something to that. I have an idea for an HGTV show.
Well, you could, or you could just get yourself one of those lifeguard chairs and just watch what the neighbors are doing.
I was walking in your neighborhood the other day, and there's a house in your neighborhood where, for some reason, they have those windows that kind of go out, and they keep vases. They have two windows in the front of the house, and then they keep vases in the window, so it's a very symmetrical thing, but the house just looks like a giant face.
Huh.
And then there's a bench with a really hard-looking bench with like these weird pillows on it that no one's ever going to sit on. And I have some real opinions about this house. It's in between your house and my house.
Okay.
And my idea for an HGTV show is, I know, it's a big, you'll know it when you see it.
All right.
My idea is this. You do a show and you let people in the neighborhood vote on changes that are made to your house. Like you make like a democratic.
Don't like it.
The people decide.
I don't like it.
Right. You don't like my idea?
No, I'm talking about some people.
Right.
I don't like this. Like, I like
well,
that.
We really like our garage door. Okay, well, what do you think the people in the neighborhood say?
Don't care for the color.
Survey says
yeah.
73% of the people in your neighborhood cannot stand your garage door. And then you just, but some things they like. Some things it's like, I want to get rid of that. I want to get rid of the screened in porch. I hate it.
See,
let's see what the neighborhood says. 93% of them really like that porch. So now you're stuck with it.
I tell you what, no. Then you get to decide what you want to do. And my choice would be I'm trying to get the fewest people to agree or approve of what I'm doing.
I really want to stick it to my neighbors.
This is not testing well. Keep it.
Okay, so the idea is you want to just stick it to the neighbors.
Right.
I'm going to...
You don't care for that lifeguard chair in my backyard. Just wait. It's going to get a lot worse than this.
Believe me, it's going to get a lot worse than that. Hey, I think you all should have gotten an invite for the Cover 5. You may even have up to two invites for the Cover 5.
I don't believe I have.
Well, I think you might not because I think you're still using your Cumulus.com email, buddy. You might want to get that looked at. You might want to get that changed.
There might even be legal reasons why I should change that.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Or
was that part of the settlement? I don't know.
Well, you should. If you didn't, there is an invite code on our Facebook page. So,
well, could you send it to
I'm going to tell you right now. The time I spent sending these goddamn invitations, I'm not sending one more out. Because I couldn't send it like click a button to send it to everybody. I had to go through every single person send them individually. So whatever your request is for Cover 5, what you can do is go to our Facebook page
and sign
like everyone else is going to do. If you haven't played already, if you've played in previous seasons, you should have got an email. Now, if your email has changed since then, it happens. Go to our Facebook page. There's the invite code, and you can do it yourselves.
Now, I'm not playing fantasy football this year.
Really?
But I can guarantee you, if I had, I can guarantee you that Andrew Luck would have been on my team. Because that's just the way it works.
Isn't that something
Whether it's
else?
Ray Carruth or Vinny Testaverde blowing out both his knees. Who did I have that got stabbed in the back by his girlfriend with a knife?
You do have a way of picking him right before something tragic happens.
I really do.
Holy cow.
We got a bunch of people playing.
Oh no! Wait, that can't be us. Yeah. Never mind.
No,
I was looking at the numbers here. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, that was FanDuel.
Okay, there's already 50 people signed up.
Right.
And the invites would have went out a couple of hours ago, but I had to get each and every one of you individually. So the invite
code... I'll tell you what.
God damn it, now I got a porno tape of Darren and everything, and the sheets look horrific.
Tell you what I'm not going to do.
Look at these stains. I don't even know what this is.
I'm not going to send one more email.
No, no, no. I want you to know this. We're going to have a lot of fun at Cover 5, and it has been my pleasure to set this up for you.
But I'm done. I wash my hands.
I am effing done with any more setup for this thing. Everyone that's going to get in, paraphrase Judy Garland, those of you who are with us, be with us. But the rest of you, I cannot devote any more of my time to this.
I don't know that you're paraphrasing. I think that's a direct quote.
Well, I don't know if she was talking about fantasy football and covering spreads. It's going to be interesting, too, with the Cover 5. I think I'm going to take these Cover 5s regularly down to the boat and maybe do an actual honest-to-God parlay. See if I can't make some money.
If you go
5 for 5, you can make some nice coin,
Darren. We should maybe even kick around the idea of maybe a Cover 5 party at one of the books. I say kick around the idea.
This is what he likes to do. He likes to promise things, and then I get emails. Dave, when's the party? Now it's Dave's problem.
I'm not promising anything.
What did you say your email was? Darren@nachoradio.com.
Yes, spelled D-A-R-R-E-N.
So like a Cover 5 party at one of the sports books. Okay,
maybe.
Well, I kind of have a relationship with one of the books, so maybe that could
happen. We got a relationship.
Me and this book. I love him so much.
Have you already played?
No, Darren, as I mentioned, I have $8 in my checking account.
Well, I thought maybe that's why you have $8. Yes, I've played repeatedly. And
no,
the lights are still on, brighter than ever at the Rhythm City Casino.
My plan is
a matter of fact, they've reduced the cost of the buffet because of my bets.
Yeah, I don't know why it's called Dave's Crab Legs, but enjoy.
Uh-huh.
My plan is to go down to the aisle in Bettendorf on Friday when I get paid and spend a small portion of my entertainment budget on the Iowa Hawkeyes.
$65.
I like the idea of the first Hawkeyes game I can gamble on. I want to be a part
of that. About $65 worth.
Where did you come up with that number?
$65.
Oh, the money that I spent. Okay, I just connected the dots. That's my ticket.
$49.99.
Jesus Christ. That's $100 I could have taken to the boat and turned into more money.
Well, over $100.
I could have turned it into more money this weekend.
Well, or you could have lost it honestly.
Yeah, but losing money to a Hawkeye football game is going to be infinitely more fun than a ticket where I'm not speeding and the Wall Street Journal digital subscription that I must have been sniffing glue to sign up for.
Why would I give those people my credit card? Will it be?
Maybe.
It might be just as aggravating.
Well, at least there's a chance of it turning into money instead of just pissing money away for nothing.
That's true.
This weekend in New York City, they held the inaugural ButtCom, a convention for your
ass.
For your butt. Exactly.
That ass.
This was a convention that a bidet company called Tushy decided to throw.
Yes.
You have any interest in a bidet? Would that be something if you had it?
Sometimes, yeah. Depending on how much I drink, I kind of create my own. So
not really the spirit of a bidet, but I understand the experience you're referring to. Yeah. The place had a booth where you could take belfies. Those are butt selfies.
Oh, nice.
There were different classes you could go to, all kinds of butt health stuff, hygiene, sex.
Let me guess.
There was a workshop called Anal Like a Porn Star. There was a twerking competition. And then at the end of the convention, they had a cake sitting performance where people sit on cakes.
And leave an imprint.
Yeah, yeah. There were informational workshops like the complete history of wiping your butt. There was one called How to Have the Perfect Poop. There were all kinds of discussions on all kinds of butt stuff going on at the butt convention.
I would think that there'd only need to be two categories of these butt selfies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ones you want to see and ones you don't.
Here's the convention for the fun butts. And then you are the...
You're the weirdos who want to look at this.
Yeah, you guys get to go into the dark room.
Yeah, it's like that little... It's behind that... It's behind that black sheet we hung up over there.
Let's do the top 5 things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry in the village of East Davenport. Coming up on August 29th, 30th, and 31st, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is having a three-day estate jewelry event. Only those 3 days, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, an extensive collection of previously enjoyed jewelry, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, priced to sell, true vintage, bridal, fashion, diamonds, gemstones, gold, platinum, earrings, necklace, rings, bracelets. Don't miss out. As always, shop local, shop small at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the new Wow Factor on 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece. So come in and see and feel the difference. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and then on Saturday from 10 till 3 o'clock. If you're there and you make a purchase, please mention Nacho Radio. And with that purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so anytime you'd like using the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's Bread Nugget Eating Contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy, so much more as well. As a matter of fact, during the day, everything is free. And then if you want to stick around for the concert, it is $10 day of. But as of September 1st, you can get the tickets for just $5. Those will be available online at Oscars Pub's Facebook page. Again, that's all happening on Saturday, October 12th. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriotti's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email Capriotti's food truck.
Hello at, there!
Capriotti's food truck at gmail.com.
Number one.
Number one, we begin with, Darren, your favorite subject. I'm referring, of course, to...
Dead ass.
No! Yeah, I got some fried chicken stories I want to share with you. One is KFC announcing their Beyond Meat plant-based chicken, vegan fried chicken. This is something that they're testing out in the Atlanta market as of today. Plant-based fried chicken. This test makes Yum Brands the first national U.S. fast food chain to introduce a Beyond Chicken item, beating Popeyes and Chick-fil-A to the punch. Beyond pulled its vegan chicken from grocery store shelves earlier this year after deciding it wasn't up to standards. But
it's okay for KFC.
Okay for KFC.
People won't know the difference.
Beyond Fried Chicken will be cooked in the same fryers with chicken, which is not going to make vegans or vegetarians happy.
Probably not.
Right. They say
what defeats the point.
They say what they're targeting are flexitarian customers. People who are trying to cut down
I'm
on their...
I'm a flexitarian.
People are trying to cut down on
their
meat.
Look at this. I can put my ankles behind my head.
But only when I'm eating for some weird reason. KFC has been looking at
this. I really should put some pants on when I do this.
So it wasn't good enough for grocery stores, but it's good enough for KFC.
And well, there's flexitarians that go to KFC.
And it's vegan chicken that the vegans won't be able to eat. But other than that, it sounds great.
This isn't made for the vegans.
Right, it's for flexitarians. They say they do not have any plans to test vegan alternatives. In May, they said they weren't going to do any vegan alternatives, but now they're saying this is what the market is demanding.
Flexitarians will eat anything.
I guess. Del Taco started something now called the Beyond Taco.
Yes.
Which is a vegetarian taco.
Enough. Yeah.
And they say that it's been a huge boost for them. Same store growth in their
I have to imagine that any
growth that has been fantastic.
I have to imagine that any sort of frozen taco that you get, some sort of mini taco or something, it's got very little meat product in it.
You think it's all plant-based to begin with?
I would think it's probably quite a bit of filler, don't you think?
Did you see that story with the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, which, again, is all anyone's talking about? They were sold out in the Quad Cities. You can't get them.
I have not made a try. I have not tried.
Phone ahead before you go, because there's a chance they don't have them. Down in Augusta.
No chicken? Ever?
Down in Augusta, they are considering now getting rid of the chicken sandwich at the Popeye's there. The manager says they're going to get rid of it because the long lines are starting to cause accidents in front of the store.
That they're responsible for?
Well, they feel a responsibility to the community. They ran out of the chicken sandwich and people were waiting 45 minutes in line only to find out there weren't any chicken sandwiches.
Ever?
No, just today.
Oh, okay.
How pissed would you be if you waited 45 minutes in line for Popeye's? And then you got there, and they're like, "Yeah, the thing that you want isn't here."
That's kind of on me. That's I'm going to say that's partly my fault.
So
for that doing
would
that.
Be your his response. This is my fault.
This is really my Good day. Fault. This was stupid for me to sit here for 45 minutes.
Sir, we're out of the chicken sandwich.
Just like the kid who stood in line forever for the video game and then left before the store open because he had to go to school.
Yeah.
That partially, let's face it, partially that was on him.
Two.
If not entirely.
I would say entirely.
Yes.
Number two, I was bummed to see this. Eddie Money says he's got stage 4 cancer. Mm. And this news has hit him really, really hard. Now, Eddie Money was supposed to tour this summer, but he had some heart issues.
No chance of shaking it?
Oh, too soon. Eddie Money says he has stage 4 esophageal cancer.
Well, that was the thing. His gimmick, I don't know when he stopped doing this, but his, you know how everyone has kind of their little, a lot of acts anyway, have a certain niche when it comes to their album covers?
Yeah.
He always had a cigarette.
Really?
I think if you take a look at a lot of the Eddie Money albums, the covers, he's got a cigarette.
Oh, I don't care for that any money.
So, again,
I mean, it was a different time.
No,
but
I know, but
Eddie Money, this is what I remember. He's out of control and he loves his rock and roll. That was his gimmick, right? Hey, this is Eddie Money. I'm out of control and I love my rock and roll. Eddie Money's a guy, too, that I think, well, I don't know any Eddie Money songs other than Shaken, but he had a lot of damn hits.
Two Tickets to Paradise, you don't know that song?
Baby Hold On.
Yeah,
I'm in love as well.
Take a look at some of those album covers.
All right, I'm looking at his first album here from 1977. He's smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
Well, that's not good.
Go to the next one.
All right, now I'm going to go to Life for the Taking. Looks like he's got a square in his hand.
Sure does.
Life for the Taking.
How about
boy.
The next one?
Playing for Keeps. I don't see a cigarette on this one.
It's hard to say because it's just his face.
Yeah. No Control. There he is. Cigarette in his hand. Jeez. What? 1983's Where's the Party? He's on the phone with a cigarette in his hand. Jesus Christ, Eddie Money. You can't smoke
like me sitting in line for 45 minutes for that sandwich. He knows that he's partially responsible.
1988's Nothing to Lose. There he is. Looks like he's in a car. Head out the window. You know why his head is out the window?
Because he's smoking.
Because he's having a grit. Oh, that's disappointing. 1991's Right Here. No, it doesn't look like he's smoking in that one.
Okay.
By 1991, I think our attitudes had started
to change.
He
wasn't allowed to.
Sorry, Mr. Money. You're not allowed to smoke here.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. Eddie Money's a good dude. I hope nothing but the best for him. He says his fate is in God's hands. His comments appearing in a video that was released from his Access TV reality series, Real Money. Money says he discovered he had cancer after he thought it was a routine checkup. That sucks, too. Like, it's not even, I go to the doctor because I think I might have cancer. Mm-hmm. Routine checkup, and the doctor's like, guess what I found? He said numerous health problems. He had a heart valve surgery earlier this year and then pneumonia after the procedure. So he had a heart valve thing, and he was like, all right, after the heart valve, I'll go on the road. And then he got pneumonia, so he had to cancel the tour, and the whole summer tour got canceled, and that sucks.
Well, I know. It's just all catching up with us, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, God be with you, Eddie Money.
That was number two?
That was.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Whoa, what is going on?
Is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. I wanted to mention this, by the way. I understand that Is it what's the king baby? What's the Williams kid?
What are you talking about?
Prince Williams kid. What's his kid's name?
Oh, the little ballet star?
Yeah.
Prince George.
And he's taking up ballet?
Yeah.
That'll pass.
Okay. What are you doing?
What
are you...
East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline.
So just, viral. Look at just, you right now, Lyra.
Just north of United Township High School.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie. With or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. I'll just say this. When you're going to have 15 people on one show, someone's going to say something, aren't they? If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you put 15 people together in the morning, someone's going to say something.
Yeah.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and Wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. When you make your way there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Who knows?
It could be
your gin-soaked desire that leads you to the sandwich shop.
You never know.
It's possible. I got to get something in my stomach.
Story here from Kansas City. This woman has this feeling she can't shake, like she's got water in her ear, you know? You ever like go swimming or you get in the shower and you get that feeling of there's water and you just kind of give it a couple of shakes?
Yeah.
I'll let the folks at Action News 41 in Kansas City tell us this.
So imagine you go to the doctor for an earache and you find this in your ear.
Okay, and the this she's showing is a brown recluse venomous spider.
A terrifying true story for one Kansas City woman.
I woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear.
So Susie Torres went to this clinic in the Northland where a medical assistant first checked her out.
Ran out and said, I'm gonna go get a couple more people, and she said, I think you have an insect in there. No, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was.
Now, see, you have an earache, and the person says, I have to get a couple more people in here. That would be the time to panic, wouldn't you think?
Wouldn't you originally just get the vacuum out?
Until she came back in, and they told me it was a spider. They had a few tools, and...
It's Mick Ronson.
They Tiny worked their Mick magic Ronson's and got it out. There,
once it was guitar. Out... Torres, unsurprisingly,
I couldn't recognize exactly what he was playing. It might have been some of his solo stuff.
Questions about her eight-legged guests.
Just why, where, what, and how. Never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body.
Doctors then told Torres it was a brown recluse, a venomous spider.
And she said she looked and I looked okay and that I was lucky that I didn't get bitten by this recluse.
The recluse is a venomous spider.
I tell you what, this is no news story in the jungle.
In Kansas City it is, though.
This is happening all the time.
Yeah, I was reading about Mick Ronson the other day.
Uh-huh.
And a couple things I find interesting about him. One, Mormon. You know that? Like, didn't party with David Bowie. And that was at the time when it would be a good time to party with David Bowie, right?
So, yeah, why? I don't know.
David said that he was...
I don't know if I could have passed up on partying in 1972.
Right? David said that Mick was the yin to his yang. The other thing I find fascinating about Mick Ronson is he was the guy who, when Mellencamp was doing Jack and Diane, he came up with the hand claps, which is 99% of why we love that song. But Mick Ronson is they're producing the record or whatever, and Mellencamp's struggling with it, and Mick Ronson goes, you just put some baby rattles in there, man. Put some baby rattles in there. And Mellencamp's like, I don't know what the hell that means.
What are you talking about? Yeah, and he
the clapping.
I'm going to need another cigarette. Hold on a second. I'm going to see if I can bum one from Eddie Money. The man woke up how many times a night to smoke?
Mellencamp was
three
waking up.
Three or four times a night?
Three or four times to have a dead sleep, he would wake up and just have a cigarette and then go back to sleep. Yeah, yeah. I think he's cut back, but he still does smoke. So how Mellencamp still with us?
That would be my guess.
How is Mellencamp still with us?
Some, there's no rhyme or reason to some of this stuff. You either luck out or you don't.
Yeah, I also found this out about Mick Ronson. Mick Ronson. He died of cancer.
Yes.
And he was almost exactly the same age I am right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You either luck out or you don't.
I would have partied with Bowie.
I think even, yeah, good for you. I'd have been really ashamed of you if you hadn't. You did what? Yeah, I spent a lot of time with David Bowie. Did you ever party with him? Nah, didn't want to.
No,
what is wrong with you?
I also don't drink pop. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone will tell you that. Some sort of medical or a scientist will just say you either luck out or you don't.
Yeah, I guess so. Although, that was one of the problems with finding out about my medical history is in my medical history, my medical family history, I found out that I had a grandfather that died of esophageal cancer. But he smoked apparently like a chimney. So like he was like an Eddie Money type smoker.
He was actually a chimney sweep is the thing.
It was weird. He was what they called a huffer, a chimney huffer. He would clear out all the chimneys from the smoke using just the power of his lungs.
Until he couldn't.
And yeah, until the day they said, this isn't going to work out
more
for you. Yeah. Number four, in Germany, 8-year-old boy takes his mom's car out on a joyride. It's the second time in a
German
week
car?
Does this. Yeah, this is out on the Autobahn.
Yeah, not an import.
Volkswagen Golf.
Of course.
8-year-old busted for a high-speed joyride. He was doing like 110 on the Autobahn.
On purpose?
He's 8. Yeah, this happened Friday night. This boy stole the keys to a Volkswagen Golf at midnight, drove through the streets of Dortmund, which is about, he drove through the streets of Dortmund, which is about 31 miles away from the house that he lives in. He's 8.
I'll tell you what I would enjoy is this German engineering, although here we just call it engineering.
We just call it chocolate cake. The grade schooler's adventure did not end well. Cops found him in a parking lot along the motorway where he had crashed into the trailer of a parked truck. No one was injured, but mom's car is totaled.
Can you get yourself a piece of chocolate cake over in Germany that's not German chocolate cake?
I think, no, that's a good way to get shot with those people. I don't know. Just regular?
I would just like a nice American piece of chocolate cake. They'd like, what?
That doesn't make any sense to them. No, don't ask for
that.
You
know what they use in a lot of chocolate cakes to make it cake super moist?
What's that?
Or probably a lot of cakes to make them super moist.
Tell me.
Mayonnaise.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
People put mayo in chocolate cakes?
They do.
That seems downright criminal to me.
Well, I'm just letting you know that it's out.
But, now wait a minute. Mayo is just eggs and oil, right?
That's true.
Well, there's eggs and oil in cake. I'm okay with that.
I'm just telling you.
But I wouldn't slabber it. I wouldn't slabber it on lunch meat, is what I'm saying.
Slabber it?
You know, slabber it. You slabber it on the lunch meat. Slabber.
I'm not saying I'm not saying I hate that word. I just don't know that it exists.
Yeah, you slabber condiments on things.
Slather.
Slabber.
Slabber it.
Slabber?
You said slabber it.
Slabber.
Slabber it.
By the way, a lot of people are pointing out that bombardment is a ridiculous thing that you've made up.
No, it's not. It's a real thing.
Well, I do have somebody that agrees with you.
Of course they do. You know why? Because they're correct.
No. Let me finish on the Oscars Pub text line, which is, again, 470-23-NACHO, if you'd like to text us. And, you know, a couple of texts that aren't about Cover 5 would be great. I'm telling you, I have a lot of fun with this contest.
I'll tell you right now.
But you sons of bitches, I can't take any more of your goddamn Cover 5 texts. When's it starting, Dave? When's it starting? There aren't any lines yet. Would you guys relax?
What's the prize this year?
What are we going to win, Dave? Send those questions to Darren. Here's one from Mike.
Yes.
He says, I was listening to the Top 5 Things podcast, Tickled Into Infinity.
Thank you.
Never heard the term dodgeball until late junior high. It was always called bombardment in gym class in my schools.
There you go.
Went to Davenport schools. But on a follow-up, I asked a couple of people at work, and they all said, bombard what? Did a Google search and found that those of us that went to certain schools were yumboed. It turns out that bombardment is a variation of dodgeball using pins or cones versus people. We didn't use pins. Did you have pins and cones, or were you just throwing a ball?
I don't know that we ever had, we're guarding the pins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember for sure. I don't want to say that we didn't, mm-hmm. although the dodgeball got called bombardment as well. But there might have been a situation where there were some pins we had to protect.
So that would be bombardment. If you're protecting pins and cones, then that makes a little bit more sense. That's a different game. But
variation.
It's a completely different thing. A completely different thing, I would say. Here is something from The Simpsons that a lot of you wanted us to talk about.
Kiss rubber, loser! You cry like a little girl, Amy! Oh, come on now, those were just baby teeth!
Oh, how much longer can this go on?
He's looking through the day planner, and it just says bombardment, bombardment, bombardment.
There you go.
I see you like reading. How do you like bombardment? Bombardment! Bombardment!
Bombardment, bombardment. How do you like bombardment? I'll show him.
So the day planner for the gym teacher just says bombardment, bombardment, bombardment. And on Christmas, it says double bombardment. Thanks to everybody that pointed out that was a thing on The Simpsons.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, you're a little crazy. But in this case, once again, you're
factual.
Well, but you're factual. You're not 100% right on this.
Who wants to be 100% right?
Me! I strike five! Number five! I want to be 100% right.
That's boring.
I think you'll find it's not. It's not boring to be 100% right. Finally.
Right enough is what I say.
You know, right. I'm right-ish. I feel like
which is quite an accomplishment in this day and age, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah, boy, you're preaching the choir there.
Being pretty right is quite a thing.
To be right more often than not.
Yeah, it's something.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Darren, number five on our top five things today.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way,
yes, tell us
congratulations
more.
For listening, because you weren't going to find anything better than this. Believe me.
I tend to agree with you on that.
Believe me.
Pretty proud. This is from the I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on That Flight.
Mm.
This was a Jet 2 flight last week. Off-duty pilot flying on the same plane when the pilot passed out mid-flight.
Ooh, it's the worst.
Plane was forced to make an emergency landing at Porto Airport in Portugal.
Move!
An alarm sounded at 10:20 and a runway at the Porto Airport had to be opened up for an emergency landing. Huh?
What if he refused?
Why should I have to flounder?
I'm not going to do it.
Am I getting paid? Jet 2.
We're going to crash. I'm not going to do it.
I'll tell you it's going to crash. It's the stock price of this airline.
Please, mister, fly the plane. No, not going to do it.
No. Quit asking.
You guys, you caught me on a bad day.
Jet 2. This was a flight from England to China, and they had to crash, not crash land, but emergency land in Portugal. They're confirming here on Twitter that an onboard medical situation occurred. A man who said he was a passenger on the flight said the original pilot got wheeled off the plane in a wheelchair wearing an oxygen mask.
You don't want to see that.
The plane lands safely thanks to the off-duty pilot that was on board, and passengers were eventually able to continue on to their destination. But yeah, that is a case of, I'm glad that guy was on the
wheeling out the pilot on a gurney during the flight. Oh, boy.
And right. So who landed the plane? The guy in 4A. He got up and took care of business. That's going to do it for this edition of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We are back on Thursday. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, please use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Again, coming up Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex, where they have a happy hour every day from 2 till 6, Monday through Friday. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you remember those Capriati's gift cards. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Until we get a chance to do another podcast for you, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing, this is for the Quad Cities reference spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.